You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
So, we've done four shows now.
Four shows. The place is still standing, although I don't know whether our producer is. It was a rough day for you, my friend.
It was hard, but we got through it. I'm standing, but I'm still dead on the inside.
You're sitting right now, though. What? You're not standing. English, please. Okay, so
Catherine,
anyway.
Just I can't deal with him right now.
What did you just unleash?
Rogue missing.
I love how, like, on most radio shows, it's all about, like, looking after the hosts and making sure they're cool.
Please.
We spend our whole time looking after our producer.
Can I put a siren in there? Can I put an alert? Can we do
that
in the podcast?
I would really like to keep this slot of a podcast and this show. Okay, now if you do that, we're going to lose it.
Okay, all right.
Just like I'm going to lose it in a second.
I think I already lost it today, to be honest. But I can't lose what I never had in the first place.
So. Exactly, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I had fun today.
And you lost your hair last week as well. Good to see you've got that back.
Thanks,
as well.
Mate. Thanks for bringing that up again.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. Anything else you want to have a crack at me for?
No, your glasses are actually quite nice, but your peace in paradise
my
situation.
My glasses are. No one noticed that I'm wearing my old glasses today.
Mm. Why are you?
Because I'm sick of my new ones.
But isn't the whole point of having new glasses that you're using your most updated script so you can see clearly?
Okay, so here's a little thing that I didn't get to on air today.
Ugh.
When I got my new glasses, I don't think the script was quite right because I've been squinting when I try and look at things, I can't quite look at small text.
Oh.
I couldn't see it clearly. I felt like my eyes were straining. Mm. So I got these really state-of-the-art glasses, Ray-Bans.
State-of-the-art.
Well,
wow. Listen to him.
They're all about the look. But then when I looked closer, I thought, geez, they make me look fat.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. Because I've lost a bit of weight, the glasses look fat as fuck. I can't say that. No, but they did.
But how? I don't understand how glasses can make you look fat.
They look chubby.
They made my face look round.
Yeah, I didn't like it. And these glasses that I wore now, when I was a bit bigger, I thought just didn't look right on my face. So that's why I kept getting a new pair until I thought I found the right pair, and I just hadn't found the right pair. Anyway, when I went to get ready for my holiday, I thought, oh, okay, I might go, like, just try my old glasses because I found a packet. And I'm like, what's in here? And I saw these, and these were my Gaunt ones.
Okay.
Oh, your Gaunt ones.
Yeah, but, like, I actually liked the frame of these glasses.
Yeah.
And also, I was worried about the script. I didn't want to completely ruin my eyes. Mm. So, I put them on, and the script is the same as my sunglasses.
Okay.
So, I can see a lot better with them. So, I thought, you know what, bugger it. I've spent however much I spent on a new pair, and I'm just going to turf them.
What would your optometrist say about this?
I don't care.
You not making your eyes work harder now? Are you that vain that you
care about your friends?
I am. Yes.
Yeah.
Look, I think your other glasses look quite good. I think you need to go back to them.
I think these are better. I think these suit me better.
Okay.
They feel more me.
Yeah, but you can't see.
I can see better now. The old ones were making me not be able to see. See what I mean? Anyway, we digress.
I think you spent a bit too much time out at sea, which we will be talking about on the podcast. You've just returned. You're looking very relaxed and tanned and happy.
Yeah, it's thanks to my new skincare routine.
Yes, which we also learn about on the program.
It's a goodie. I think I need to buy more of the products I'm using because it seems to be working.
Have you been influenced?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not.
Influenced. He's better than that.
We also spoke about Canberra and where it originated from.
That was a segment.
I didn't add into that the fact that Canberra actually came from the fact that Melbourne and Sydney couldn't decide on who should be the capital.
Correct.
That's an amazing fact in itself.
Look, amazing's a bit much, but it is a fact.
I liked it when I heard it. I'm like,
good
no
for you.
Shit.
Can
of
I
course
say,
that.
My friend has moved to Canberra and she says that there are more ice cream shops in Canberra than anywhere she's ever been.
Oh, you're just triggering me.
The Pollies love a bit of cream.
Talking about...
Oh.
Not mentioning any names,
hey!
Cut that out. Anyway.
Timestamp.
It was 4 minutes and a half. So that's the end of another week. We're looking forward to joining you again next Monday from 7 a.m.
Once I upload this podcast, are we going to have a show? Because...
I don't think so.
We've taken many turns, but...
Well, that's a polite way to put it.
Well, this is what the intros are for, though. Get the not safe for work stuff out of your system.
Actually, that's a perfect opportunity, Producer Jack. Can you do a bit of a disclaimer before we go into the podcast?
I can do a little ears warning, no worries.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
Enjoy, listen at your own risk. You'll be fine if you, you know, if you find a fence, have a cup of concrete and toughen up.
Now, that's incredibly toxic. What you need to say is if you have any issues, any grievances, direct your feedback to producer Jack, who also gave us some unsolicited feedback this morning.
I can't even remember that.
And if you want to live your best life, join real estate and dating apps. It works for you.
Oh, yeah. I have found inner peace.
Paul works at Buxton in Brighton, and he's also going on a date with Catherine next week.
Yeah.
Not actually fact. That was a joke.
I was going to say, how did you know?
I don't even know if Buxton exists anymore. To
it
be
does,
honest.
It does.
Oh, good.
It does.
Well, yes. Then we might edit that out as well. On
and
that
that's
note,
three. Enjoy the podcast.
Strike three. I'm out of here.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Good morning to you. It's Monday, the 29th of January, the last one for Jan, which means the year is pretty much actually starting.
Starting, yet you're right. Really, every new year does not start until Feb, and you know why?
Why?
Because it's Aquarius season, which is the best season of them all. As an Aquarian, happy Aquarius season to all who celebrate.
I knew this would get brought up pretty early in the show. It's not even a minute into the show. We're already talking about how it's Aquarius month.
It is. How are you? You're looking very relaxed and tanned.
Oh, yeah, I'm going not too bad. It's been a fun week. May have travelled somewhere and just got rid of the Melbourne life.
A Bianco went to CCC. You'll hear more about it later. Thank you. I've had a week to work on that.
That was bad by you. That was really, really bad. Keep working on it.
All right.
5 minutes past seven. Carl and Catherine here. This is Sergeant Slicks. Gimme, gimme, gimme to get us started for your Monday morning.
What was that? Can I hear that again, please?
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Who let Donald Trump into the studio?
No.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
I just felt like playing it straight off the back of the song this week.
I like it. Straight into it.
Yeah,
you're
not
why mucking not? Around today, guys.
Well, by now you should know that around about this time, every Monday morning, we do that little segment.
We do. The mailbox is officially open. Remember, you can send us an email, or if you want to offer us some feedback from last week's show, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. Now, Bianco, we'll get to where you were last week a little bit later in the program.
Okay.
But I was in charge of the mailbox this week.
Ah.
I had to pick the voice memo. Who was it going to be that was going to represent the listener?
I hate to think.
And there were a lot of options to go by.
Yeah.
But this caught my attention. And so I've decided that this... Oh, okay.
Was I supposed to play it?
All right. 3, 2, 1. Here it is.
You didn't give me a good cue there. All right. Here we go.
Hey, team. Just wanted to give you some quick feedback on the show from last week. Turns out I really am the glue that hold the two of you together because the show went off the rails. I won't deny you that. Look, Bianco, you're not picking up the jokes that Catherine's putting down, and I think based on her exasperated tone during that particular segment, she's over it, mate, so I get on to that quick smart. Look, it's not all bad, though, because KP, you gave out your number on air. Not the first time, I might add, in the 6 or 7 years we've been working together. And look, Bianco, you're harsh. You're basically saying that she's got bad hair. So I don't know if this relationship's going to last, but look, let's just hope that with me back in the studio, this next show is going to be drama-free. But knowing you two, it's not going to happen. Good luck.
I love the fact that the mailbox has taken off so much that our producer feels like he can't give us feedback to our face, so he decided to do it through the mailbox.
Sorry, he comes in here 90% of the time.
He's here right now.
Last week was an isolated incident where he couldn't be here. Mm-hmm. That sounds a lot worse than what it actually was. He just couldn't be here.
Yeah.
But so he's just essentially decided to give us feedback that way.
Correct. Hey, Producer Jack, because you're sitting right next to us. I love that we played that. Is Producer Jack's mic on?
It is on.
Okay. Missing.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got a question for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, when you were editing the podcast last week, how angry were you?
Oh, look, I was more just laughing at the two of you, just for what you put to air. But, you know, I wasn't angry. I was more disappointed, let's be realistic.
Well, as we said last week, Bianco, we take all sorts of feedback, preferably really complimentary feedback. Have you got anything nice to say, Jack?
It's nice to see you both.
Ah, that's all?
That's it.
Okay. thanks for that.
Good chat.
Mm.
So you gave us feedback via one way, and then you're giving us further feedback another way.
100%. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to make you two grow and be better.
And by the look of the expression on Carl's face, he's taking it really well, too.
Am I even here right now?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
For the next 2 hours, mate, strap in. It's going to be a good ride.
All right, teeth sucker. This is Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer. Thanks for the feedback.
Pleasure.
Noted.
Is this the remix?
I don't know. I just hit play on it. And I hope that was the right one. Public transport in Brisbane.
Oh, okay. Now, let's just set this up.
I'll set it up. So, straight after the show.
No, well, that's what I was hoping.
Do you want to talk about my life for me? That's fine.
I'm saying...
Go on. You relay the story.
I am saying, let's set it up before we get straight into why you're in Brisbane.
Okay, so, flashback to last Monday. You did the show and I went straight up to Queensland.
Yes.
And I jetted away to the Sunshine State and got on a cruise for a week.
Sail away, sail away. Yes.
Thanks, Enya. I think Enya does it a little better than that. Anyway, so I stayed the night before in Brisbane and explored the CBD, which was a magnificent experience. I've never actually taken the time to walk around Brizzy CBD. I've gone there the odd moment or two, just briefly, but I actually got a chance to sort of see what Brisbane has on offer for a brief moment. Anyway, so I've checked into my hotel. Sweet, no dramas. I went and did an escape room.
You did do an escape room.
Which is the second time I've ever done one of those.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Well, you wouldn't believe it. The first one I did, I was just so out of it that I made no contribution whatsoever. On this one,
yes,
I was really thinking and I was like, right, I really want to be a team player and make a valid contribution this time. And so there was one section of the escape room where you needed to unlock a lock that had a letter code, and I'm putting two and two together, and I'm like, all right, so this is the backstory to the escape room. Was it was about a lady who killed people and used the blood to make wine. Now, this is
good morning to everybody.
This is fictional, mind you. I should put it out there. And if you've just joined us, I'm talking about the premise for an escape room that I visited while in Brisbane. In case you've just joined us, no, I didn't kill people and use their blood as wine. That was what happened in the escape room, the premise of the story. Anyway, I thought, right, try the code blood, because it was a, how many words is blood? B-L-O-O, five. So it's got five letters in it, and I needed to think of five. Great.
The fact that you are the clubhouse leader in your team concerns me endlessly because of that.
I wasn't, but I got that key clue to open up one of the chests, and I was like, good. That was fun. So that was great.
Yep.
And then went back to my room, got some lunch. Then went to the next activity, laser tag.
Oh.
I haven't done that since I was like six.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And you have to hold the gun with two hands. I didn't like that aspect.
This was a very, very violent little day before you went on a relaxing cruise.
Had to get it all out before, you know, before I relaxed.
Yeah, to be fair, if there was any tension in the group and then you went on a boat together for 7 days, like, I mean, I feel like this was a smart tactic.
Yeah. Also, as I've spoken about on the program before, I'm not drinking those fizzy beverages that a lot of other people enjoy responsibly at the moment, which is my personal choice. Anyway, so I explored the Brisbane CBD.
Yep.
But we went to go to dinner. And they had a free ferry on the Brisbane version of the Yarra River, whatever it's called. It's very similar, actually. There are elements of Brizzy that remind me of Melbourne. They've got a free ferry that goes from one side of the river to the other side. And so we all decided, right, we're going to get the ferry to dinner because we had dinner booked at some place. Anyway, we rushed down. I think the ferry came at like 6. It was departing at 6:55. Some of the group had already got there and were on it.
Yep.
I was a part of the large part of the group that hadn't got there in time.
Shocker.
Anyway, so we're all running down this ramp and they've got works going on everywhere. I don't know what it is about that. Get there, we miss it. We missed the free ferry to get to dinner. Anyway, so I missed the ferry. It was supposed to depart at 6:55. It departed at 6:53. So they could see us running for the ferry, the people that were running it, and they just said, nah, we're not having it. We're going to have some fun here, and we're going to depart early.
Because they were away with the ferries.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's apparently what people of Brisbane are a little bit like. Anyway, so they left early. I missed the ferry. I was devastated. I was like, okay, we all were. There was about seven of us that missed it.
That's so brutal. We're sitting down
like, okay, so Brisbane's public transport's efficient, unlike Melbourne's. I'm just so used to being a little bit late and making it on time, no matter what. Brisby, nah, you got to be extra early to make the ferry. So then it was, you know, a moment where we're like, well, what do we do? We've got to get halfway around the city and, you know, Uber's or rideshare's going to cost a fair bit.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's seven of you.
There's seven of us. Okay, when we split, it probably won't be so bad. Anyway, some genius in the group said, let's just get on scooters.
Oh, my God. I would pay to see this.
Let's just get on scooters. And so I'm like, well, I've never ridden a scooter like this before. Anyway, right next to the scooter was a bike.
No.
So here I have on my phone, I had to download this app.
You rode your bike. You can see this.
I had to ride a bike 7 kilometres through the CBD
Could
of Brisbane.
Could you not have just used a scooter?
No.
Why?
Because I just thought it'd be better to ride a bike.
So everyone else is looking cool and you're doing the Tour de France through Brizzy.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was an electric bike. So you start pedaling and all of a sudden the speed picks up. So I was like, oh, like I was braking like every 3 seconds. And
is there video footage? I must see this.
And, you know, of course, be responsible, but I couldn't unclick the helmet of the bike. So I'm going full road. Oh, it was, you know, yeah, I'm sorry to admit it, but boy, oh boy. Why do we have these things? I can see why they're such a dangerous thing to use the scooters and the bikes.
If you've got that helmet around the handlebar, it should be on your head.
It had a little section and it was saying unclick helmet and I couldn't unclick it. And we had to get to dinner. So I was a hazard.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, I mean, I always have been, but on this occasion, I particularly was.
Look, in the unlikely event that someone in Brisbane is listening right now, I would love to hear if anyone spotted a rogue Carl Bianco riding his bike, 0404 000 736.
I just want to say, Melbourne, Bayside and Greater Bayside, I'm really grateful for you and what you have on offer to us, particularly our water. That's the other thing I'm grateful for. Whenever I travel anywhere, I miss our water. Because our water is the best water in the world. I don't care what anybody else says. And that's the story of my life from the last week. You're welcome.
I can't look at you the same way. All I can see is now you as a cyclist. That is hilarious.
I've never been good at riding a bike. Growing up, I never really taught myself. I got off my training wheels, rode my bike for about a week, and that was it.
We need to get you on a scooter. That is lame.
I do the assault bike at the gym.
You are an assault bike.
Okay, on that note, let's go to a break. Carl and Catherine for your Monday morning. I mean, have you experienced public transport in other states, particularly riding a bike? I don't know. Let us know.
Bianco, you know that I love a list.
Do you?
I do. I love nothing more when the hard work is done for me and I jump online and they say a list of blah. But
I should ask, are Crocs on that list?
No.
Okay, good.
In fact, I am imposing from this second on no Croc chat on this show. Unless I get to whinge about them.
What happens if there's a croc episode in Queensland or Northern Territory?
No, we can talk about crocodile.
But it's still
not crocs.
It includes the word croc. So you just blocked croc.
If they're plastic, I don't want them. Anyway, let's move on.
I'll get you a blow-up one.
Yeah, I'd prefer that, actually.
You're welcome.
Anyway, a list caught my attention online, and it's the biggest celebrity splurges. Now, I want to hear from you guys. 0404 000 736, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. What have you splurged on? Because I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better about yourselves once you hear what some of the biggest names in Hollywood have spent on dumb stuff. Now, are you ready for this, Bianco?
Well, as soon as you mention Hollywood, of course, there's going to be dumb stuff.
Starting with Ben Affleck, who once purchased a toilet seat for his girlfriend that people think is for J-Lo. That reportedly cost $105,000.
Why?
Because it featured sapphires, rubies, pearls, and a diamond. Imagine sitting on that. Waste of money.
Hey, I'd love to sit on a diamond. Not.
Nicolas Cage paid a whopping $276,000 for a dinosaur skull for his apartment.
I have heard, though, just on Nick Cage, he has made...
Nick Cage? You're on a one-syllable basis.
That's
with
his name, Nick Cage.
Nicholas.
It's Nick Cage. Hang on, sorry, when did Nicolas Cage become Nick, like, not
just
known
then,
as Nick
you
Cage?
You just called him Nick Cage.
I've always thought he was Nick Cage.
No.
Okay, well, Look at the poster for Con Air and it says Nick Cage. I'm certain of it.
Anyway,
yeah. I have heard that he has spent some money on some ridiculous things.
He has.
So that doesn't surprise me.
Lady Gaga reportedly paid about $50,000 for a ghost detector for her house. She's afraid of evil spirits and has her hotel room scanned for paranormal activity.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't blame her.
This is probably my favourite. Paris Hilton reportedly spent $325,000 on a mansion for her dogs, which was modelled off her own home. The two-storey doghouse features a chandelier, air conditioning and designer furniture.
Why?
Important. And, of course, the Queen Beyoncé reportedly spent $100,000 on Balenciaga gold leggings, which she wore to the Brit Awards. $100,000 for a pair of pants.
Let's take it back to local as opposed to Hollywood. Mm. How much money do you reckon you've spent on fake tan over the years and it just hasn't worked for you?
Well, you're actually looking serious now. Question. I've decided. I've cut my losses. I'm not doing it this week. You can't.
Probably better off to be
honest. I've just decided I'm putting a lot of time into it. And, like, I'm not properly tanning either. Mine's a gradual tan. So it's just like a moisturizer. But, oh, the people that actually paint themselves, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of time and effort that I don't have.
If you just sit in the sun for 24/7 for a week, you do get a natural glow.
Look, some of us don't have the time to
go on a cruise. Bit of word of advice. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, I would come back looking like a rock lobster. I would look 20 years older if I came back from a cruise, seriously.
You're telling me you're not a rock lobster right now?
Well, no, I'm Casper.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, so maybe you should pay for the ghost stuff as well. Might come in handy at your house.
No, you should. So you can pick up on my energy a bit better.
Oh, okay, I'd like the energy to pick up a little bit more. But cool story.
Cool story. Yeah. I just had to listen to 10 minutes of you riding a bike around Brizzy in an escape room.
Hmm. And then you followed that up with Hollywood.
Yeah, because we needed to bring a little bit more punch to the show.
You ever heard of the movie from, I think it was the 60s, called Hollywood or Bust?
Oh, Jackie's trying jokes again. I thought we spoke about this.
Just a word to you about that segment. It was a bit of a bust. Sampling the Bag Raiders, Shooting Stars. That's Choice of Uns. Got me started. It's noticeable.
You're a quick learner.
It's noticeable.
In the break, I taught Carl what sampling meant. And look at you. You're just flying now. Congrats.
Are you trying to tell me that you reckon that I don't know what a sample is?
Well, I just explained it to you.
Basically, 98% of the songs we listen to every day are samples.
Producer Jack, did I just say that? Did I not just say that?
No, go on, weigh in. You don't want to weigh in anymore?
He's acting like he's a sampling expert all of a sudden. Hold on.
What's the best sample you've ever had?
You can't take credit for that. Are you kidding?
What do you mean? Am I kidding?
I am just that good of a teacher that the words that came out of my mouth just came out of yours and you're like, oh, I'm the sampling expert.
Just casually taking credit for KP's genius. Yes, it's fine.
How many times in the history of us working together have I said, listen to this song, now listen to this song, and they sound like
they're
sampling?
Have you ever said the word sample, though?
Maybe not.
No.
But, you know, I just said it then, so that's okay.
Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
Correct terminology.
Lordy.
Hey, you know who sampled, you know, potentially the greats of tennis last night?
What?
A 22-year-old Italian, Jannik Sinner.
Yes.
He won the men's singles Oz Open, and all credit to him. He was two sets down. Mm-hmm. Ends up winning the next three sets.
Yes.
You're probably wondering why I'm talking about sport. I try not to talk about sport.
I'm wondering
too much
why
you're
saying sampling in regards to tennis. That's what I am wondering. But
well,
anyway.
Because he sampled some of the greats and has now become a great by winning a Grand Slam.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, you take bits and pieces, you sample people's work, and
you started so strong. Anyway, yes, go on.
It's a way to describe how he played.
I wish at 22 I had had a skill like that.
I still feel 22.
Set me up for life.
I'm not.
But imagine being 22 and earning that much money. That is unbelievable.
Well, he's done well. It's his first ever Grand Slam at the age of 22.
Yeah.
I wish I had have done something achievement-wise like that.
Did I not just say that?
Probably. Am I just echoing what you have to say? Did I just say that?
For the rest of the show, it's Catherine and Echo. Little Sir on air. Little Sir Echo. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I wanted to bring him up because there was a lot of the country got around him.
Yes.
There was Medvedev also in that game. Mm. Fortunately, fell a bit short.
Who also had a bit of a moment and stormed off, but that's okay.
Just like, yeah, I'm having a bit of a moment this morning, it would appear. But the one thing I took out of it is the bandwagon support. I feel like as a country, Australia gets around has the most bandwagon support more than any other country in the world.
It's a fair call, actually.
Are we not the biggest bandwagon country?
Well, I mean, we didn't really have much of a choice last night because all the Aussies bombed out.
I know, but like that's one instance. Mm. But it just seems like when you look at if it's a two-way battle or whatever battle, it's like we like a great underdog story.
Oh, we do.
It's like, okay, another sporting.
But I think also because as Aussies, we're the little nation that could too, right? Like, I mean, we came from England. And we've become our own little, you know what I mean? Like, we are underdogs here in Australia. We're our own little continent. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, I suppose that's a fair way to put it.
Mm.
I was looking last night. I watched the game.
Yeah.
Parts of it. And when you look out to the crowd and you see the people that are supporting the two players, it just seemed like there was a lot of support for the Italian, for Senna, and he won.
Yeah, good on
him.
Which
I thought was a great thing.
What time did it wrap up? Was it late?
About 12:45.
Yeah.
Yeah, went for 3 hours and 45 minutes.
See, that's the thing for me. I have a rule when it comes to TV and movies, and that's why I just cannot do sport. That is a lot of time to be sitting and watching.
Yeah.
Oh, but well, good on him. Imagine playing for that long and having energy. Gosh.
I don't know how anybody can do it.
No.
That takes extreme, you know, work to be able to. A extreme amount of work to be able to mentally and physically get through something like that. At 22 years of age, I don't think I could have done that. I was struggling to work at night when I used to work at night back when I was 22.
Wow. Speaking of you working at night, we might go back to that a little bit later.
Why is that?
I'm going to be introducing after this a new segment.
Oh, boy. You and your segments.
And this is a goodie. Stick around. I want to introduce a new segment now.
I hate to think.
Called What Caught My Eye.
Okay.
Where we talk about the things that have piqued our interest. And I want to start off this week with this. Now, to pull the curtain back on Monday breakfast.
Yeah.
When we aren't here at Southern FM, we work together at another radio station.
We do.
And part of the job working on our respective shows is to keep up with what other programs are doing on the station so we're not doubling up on content, just like we do at Southern FM as well.
Of course.
So I was having a listen to one of our later night programs.
Okay.
Last week.
Right.
Which happened to be broadcasting from the Australian Open.
Uh-huh.
And right at the end of the show, it was all very dramatic because the program got evacuated. Due to an emergency warning. And this happened.
Well, in true Elvis style, Dennis has left the building. Carl Bianco, superstar radio
Can
man
we cut
himself,
this?
Has been out there at the tennis with Dennis, looking after him technically and getting him food. Carl, what's the deal? What's going on?
Good evening, Simon. Well, I'm standing out in Garden Square just outside John Cain Arena. I did evacuate as quickly as I could after I turned off all the equipment, and I've had a conversation with a security guard. It turns out someone has indeed triggered a fire alarm, but they do think it's a false alarm.
Hang on a second. Not all heroes wear capes, Bianco, but also no one goes on air to do a serious news cross about a false alarm. What happened?
Well, everybody was left sort of wondering what actually had gone on.
So you were working at the Australian Open with friend of the program, Dennis Walter.
I was, yep.
You could hear on air the evacuation sirens going off.
Well, it's been a slow month for news, and all of a sudden word got round the next day that we had to be evacuated from Kia Arena.
Yes.
At the Melbourne Park complex there. So anyway, I was a technician for the night, helping out Dennis Walter, who of course does the night's program on another radio station. And it just happened out of nowhere. The sirens went off and it said, evacuate now. And I was looking at Dennis and I said, well, what should we do? Like, do you think this is just a drill? And he says, nope. Nope, I'm going to grab my stuff. I'm going to leave right now.
And that's the best part. He left you. You were stuck there.
Well, I had to. There was certain cleanup procedures that had to, you know. If I leave the gear on, then the internet will run. Like, there's a number of things. Anyway, I don't want to get too technical. However, yeah, so I stuck around and then I shut everything off as quickly as I could. And then I didn't hear the program that was going away, but I thought I'd call through. I'd spoken to a security guard. The security guard walked by.
Yep.
And I said, oh, what's the go? You know, like, is everything okay? Mm. And he's like, oh, I'm just talking to my colleagues. We reckon it was a false alarm. Someone smashed the glass and it's triggered the warning alert to evacuate. But no one was actually within the vicinity of the stadium except for us. I said, oh, you know, we've been broadcasting and so as a result, we've had to shut everything off because we got out. Mm. It's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, mate, you know. It just appears to be a false alarm. So I thought, look, I'll do the right thing. I'll call and I'll just let them know it's a false alarm, okay? No need to be alarmed. However, if you look at all the articles that came out online, it was Knights host Dennis Walter escapes evacuation at the tennis. And no quote of my follow-up call saying it was a false alarm.
No, no, no. But what they do say in these articles that did come out was a source later confirmed. Are you tomato? Are you barbecue?
That's my gag. You can't use that. All right.
Anyway, that's the first edition of what caught my eye. It was, honest to God, a highlight for me. I've been laughing about it for a week. Well done.
Okay.
See? So I just want to say, on a serious note, as your co-host, I feel safe being in this building because I know if there's ever a false alarm, you've got it covered.
We're not allowed to play alarms.
No. No comment. Let's move on.
This is Kylie Minogue's Padam Padam. I'm excited because it's the 29th of January. And you know what that means?
What?
It's television's night of nights tonight. The battle begins.
Oh.
I just wanted like a large triumphant type intro.
Well, typically that audio is for movies, but you know, you do you.
I know, but I just thought, you know, build the suspense.
Okay, yep.
Guess what tonight is?
What?
It's a night where all the new programs come to air.
It is television. Like Gladiators, but in the future.
Well, let's not talk about that. That's a bit of a stinker, unfortunately.
No, sorry.
Mm. However, there's a lot that won't be stinking, hopefully, beginning tonight. And one of my all-time favourites around this time of year is Maths.
Wait, hang on. Does Maths start tonight?
Tonight.
No.
I'm 98% sure on that.
I don't know, but I've been sent the first four episodes and I haven't watched them yet.
Sorry.
But, I have not. I didn't watch Maths last year. I am back on this year.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. There's something about Maths. I feel like you, unless you're watching it, is it on tonight?
7:30.
Yes!
7:30 tonight.
Oh, it's like Christmas Day. Mm. Well, we've got Maths. Deal or No Deal starts today.
Give myself a...
Yeah, good. Right. Deal or No Deal starts. Grant Denyer.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing I'm looking forward to keeping an eye out on.
What a throwback. Mm. You know what's so close to coming back? I can taste it. Temptation.
We need to get that back.
Please, can we get that back?
Can we reach out to Ed Phillips?
Please.
Or Lavinia Nixon?
Please.
I don't think either of them would host the new incarnation, though.
That's okay. Temptation was the greatest game show. That or Family Feud, but I got a bit over it the
Do you know
time.
What? This is an idea I've had, right?
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they need to bring back Blankety Blanks. Remember where you did Blankety Bayside for a little
don't
while?
Talk about that.
I want to see Blankety Blanks come back, and I reckon Joel Creasy would be a great host.
That's not bad.
Because he's got like that funny, quick-witted humour, and he fits that sort of mould of that kind of show. Bring it back, and then you get people like Chrissy Swan on the panel.
Yes, nice.
Who else could you put in there? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Maybe people that appear on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Oh, you're just going to poach directly. Interesting.
Sam Pang. Imagine Sam Pang on a Blankety Blanks.
Oh.
Someone like that.
That would be good. That would be very
Melanie
good.
Melanie Bracewell. Those type of characters. Mm. There's a lot of people, great people out there. We've got a large bank of talent out there.
We do.
That just
we need
appear
to use
on our
them.
Screens.
Yes.
They need to be utilised more on these programs. Mm. We need to bring back old programs that were good.
No, because we've seen what's happened with a lot of them. We just need new ideas,
ones that
I think.
Really connect with people, though. Because I feel like the choices that have been made by some of the networks have just sort of been stinkers.
Mm, yeah.
You know, so, oh, we haven't seen that show in a while. Let's bring it back. Bam.
I know what they did to Big Brother. It hurts me. And you know what? I think Idol starts tonight as well. Actually, hold on a second. We need to talk about this because it is a huge night, Bianco, because Marsha Hines returns home tonight.
Tonight?
She's back where she belongs in her old seat on the Idol desk alongside Kyle and Amy Shark. I'm shocked that they didn't bring Dicko back or Mark Holden. I think eventually they're going to transition it so the old hosts are back. Maybe. I don't know about Mark. I don't know whether he's into that anymore.
Touchdown. They need a touchdown back.
They no, but they've apparently in this new reincarnation, touchdown is like a story point.
Yeah.
So if you do particularly well, that yeah, it's just not the same.
I don't like that. Anyway, 0404 000 736. Have you got a TV show that you just look forward to watching every single year? It's Maths for me.
I'm really thrown because at this point in the year, every year for I think the last 10 years, I've watched I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
It's not on till later.
Starting later.
No, Dr. Chris Brown.
Oh, well, that's okay. Let's have a bit of a drink of some coffee. Listen to a bit of Doja Cat.
Oh, it's a sensitive topic, coffee around here.
Let's not go there. Carl and Catherine, waking you up.
And my goodness, has it been a morning. Now, producer Jack was a little angry earlier because his mic wasn't on in the first hour much. And we've turned that microphone on now. Jack, you've had a bit of a morning.
I have had a morning. I'm better now.
Are you?
But no, I'm not. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. Are you sure you're better?
No, I'm not.
You're on mic again.
I know.
It's too much for my liking.
I'm not in the mood
but
for it, mate.
I want to hear your story, okay?
You don't. You couldn't care less.
Yeah, so no, I do. I don't. You take that back. What did I do for you off the back of this ordeal?
I'll explain in a second. So, To pull the curtain back on Monday breakfast, we like to use rideshare services to deliver our coffees because we find that if we don't have a coffee at the start of our show, we're all at each other's throats.
Sorry, hang on.
Sorry?
I feel like there's a common denominator.
I'm just going to let you tell the story. I'm going to go have my coffee.
Thank goodness. See you later.
Producer Jack is the one. Producer Jack is the one that gets particularly antsy if he hasn't had a coffee. He gets quite grumpy running late. I have kindly suggested to my trusty producer of however many years that maybe
yes.
You have a coffee before you come here, just so it takes the edge off a little bit.
But the one thing I will say, though, on that point, KP, is that, funnily enough, he's not in the studio anymore. It's like the old times. But I will say the delivery of the coffees today was rather prompt and I was very impressed.
Yes. So you've ordered the coffees. Mm. Carl and I have been slaving away here in Radio Land.
Mm. Oh, he's back. Just
you come in the door. We get off air. We have a break. Bianco, is it fair to say he stormed in to the studio?
Well, I'd give it that.
That's one way to put it.
He stormed in, ranting and raving. And we said, what is it you can't face our child? What's wrong? To which you replied.
I don't want to be your child, guys. I love you both dearly, but it's not happening.
You love me?
Yeah, I know. Shocker. Continue, KP.
Revelation.
You come in, ranting and raving, and you say, what?
Oh, I don't think I can say that on air, but what actually happened was is that my coffee was completely empty. It spilled all over the bag. Your coffees were fine.
Was it that or the rideshare driver decided to have a little sip, do you reckon?
Oh, no. It wasn't stable in their...
They were riding a bike.
In their collection receptacle. It wasn't...
That could be a side hustle for you, Bianco. You get back on your bike and deliver coffees around Barton.
Barton.
I was about to say Bayside, then I went to say Barton, then I said Barton.
Can we take a moment? You've gone... You've evolved. You've gone from Professor McGonagall to Karen of Brighton.
I've walked all of it.
Peace in paradise to...
I just want to show to anyone listening, I have a range. If you need any voice work, I can do it. Anyway, Jack was furious. The coffees were a disaster.
Mm.
We have cleaned up said mess, and what has happened since was actually a beautiful moment between the two of you. And
yes.
You really are living up to your T-shirt today, Bianco.
What?
Peace. Peace. Paradise.
So, Bianco, what did you do?
I just drank my coffee and said, go get your own.
No, what you did, you very politely gave me your card. You trusted me with your money. That was your first mistake.
Did it work?
It did work, thank goodness.
What else did you get with my card?
No, nothing. Don't worry. I was honest.
Just the Jeep out the front.
Yeah, the Porsche.
I'd love to see Jack driving a Jeep. Can you drive it right now for me?
I've never been able to drive.
Was it a
Thanks
Wrangler?
For bringing it up.
Did you get a Wrangler?
That's okay, though, because neither can Carl.
Mm.
Ooh, that's a tough blow to take on a Monday morning. Anything else while you're at it?
That's it.
Oh, good.
Anyway, okay, Jack, good. Well done. We've all survived.
Thank you. We're good. And I got a refund. So that's the main thing. So, yeah, all
oh,
good.
Oh, great. So I'm...
Carl...
Yeah!
So I'm the one that had to spend something.
There you go. Everything costs you something.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we got coffee in the end.
Yes.
This is Mark Ronson. Mark? Yeah, it is Mark. Why does it say Mike in the system? Mark Ronson in the Business International, the bike song. Just for you, Jack. because I know how much you like bikes. Oh, I do too, quite frankly, after my trip to Brizzy.
Ah.
Enough, McGonagall. I don't know about you, but whenever I hear that song, it makes me want to go and ride a bike.
It triggers me a little bit. It reminds me of Bike Ed in school.
What?
There was like a video we had to watch every year showing us how to ride a bike.
Was that with the giraffe?
That was the Life Ed van. You show Harold some respect.
Harold, that's it. That was his name.
Harold, no, I'm not doing that joke.
What, Harold?
I'm not doing that joke. No. Neither are you.
No.
Neither are you.
No, 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 no. Avoid, avoid, avoid. Fragment, consider revising. Hey, that reminds me, Jump Rope for Heart. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I used to skip.
Did you?
Yeah.
We're learning a lot about you today.
I did every sport possible.
You were basically action mad.
I did soccer clinics. I did tennis. What else did I do growing up?
Basketball. Did you talk about this
karate
all the time. Did you? No,
I
you
did.
What belt are you?
I never got past white.
Oh.
Not so good. I wasn't flexible enough. I'm still not flexible.
I like to think I've never done karate, but if I did, I'd be black immediately.
Well, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, but I just feel like I've just...
No.
Like, give me a plank of wood and I'll slice through it.
Oh, sorry. I did that in year 10, actually. Personal
development. Actually, so did I.
Yeah.
And they said, do you want to keep it? And I said, why would I want to do that? Now I wish I did.
Did you ever go to Canberra?
Oh, don't start me on Canberra.
No, no, I'm serious.
Is this where we're actually... Do you want to know about my grade 6 trip to Canberra?
You had one.
Do you want to know what happened?
Well, we'll get to that in a second, but you had one.
Yeah, it was the worst camp
because
of my life.
I feel like, and you know, I hate to get political, but I will on this instance. I feel like mandatory going to Canberra didn't happen until I finished year 6.
Oh, it was horrible.
When did that actually come in?
I didn't go to school with you, champ. I don't know.
No, no. Clearly, if I had have, then we wouldn't be doing this right now. Let's be honest. Anyway, but my sister did.
Okay.
And she's 3 years younger.
Yep.
And I was always of the impression that... Like, the following year after mine, so I'm talking circa 2009, was when they made it, like, compulsory in year 6 to go to Canberra.
I just want to say you dodged a bullet because my year 6 trip to Canberra, not it.
But you went to a camp in year 6 to Canberra.
Yes.
Which would have been 07.
I don't know.
It would have been because if I was in year 6 in 08, you would have been being 12 months old.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, yeah.
Logistic. Mm-hmm. We're revealing each other's age on air, basically.
That's okay.
So it must have been earlier than that. I'm going to Google it.
But has it occurred to you that maybe schools do things differently at different schools?
Yeah, but I feel like this is a mandatory thing.
Why are we talking about this?
How did I get here? What was I going to talk about?
Well, now that we're here, let's talk about my grade 6 trip to Canberra, okay? Sit back.
How did I get to Canberra? I don't even know where I got to Canberra. I don't know.
Anyway, while you do the maths, I will tell you what happened to my grade 6 trip to Canberra, okay?
Well, a lot of schools do it, by the
way. So I was school captain. My job on the trip was to go to each little place we went to and do a speech. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. Now, the kicker was the day we left, so it was a Monday morning bright and early.
Yeah.
My family and I had made a decision that it just so happened that the day I was leaving for Canberra was the day of my granddad's funeral.
Oh, sorry.
So I got on a bus, made my way to Canberra, and obviously you're 12 or 11 or 12 at that time. You know, my granddad had passed away. I was really sad. And so we're sitting having dinner first night and I'm like, I'm feeling okay. I'm in my favorite little zip-up hoodie. All's okay. My best friend Claire came over with a big bowl of spag bol.
Yeah.
Spilt it all over me.
Ah,
so God. I was sad with meatballs coming out of my head.
Ah.
So that was the end of the zip-up hoodie. So that was day one in Canberra.
Yeah.
It just continued. The worst part was, and this is just showing how far we've come as a society, there was a little rumour going around. So we all stayed in little cabins, which was really fun. And then the teachers would just check in on you every once in a while. Someone started a rumour that some of the teachers in the cabin next to ours were having a bit of fun out of school. Like, as in just, like, party. Like, not weird.
Yeah, that's
party.
How I interpreted that.
Anyway, that rumour got spread around. And so, being school captain, co-school captain, the teacher, I had nothing to do with this rumour, mind you. This ruined the rest of my year 6. The teacher wanted to teach us all a lesson about spreading rumours. So, we all had to sit out on this boiling hot asphalt. And he said, okay, take, for instance, Jack is sitting next to me. Jack, I've got something to tell you. So he relays a bit of information to Jack. Then Jack relays that information to Carl. This is in front of my whole year level,
that
right?
Sounds like a game of foreign whispers.
It is, which we're not talking about because you can't say that anymore.
Well, you can say it in that context. Yes. You can't say it in the other context.
Why does whispers sound weird?
Well, I...
Anyway, we were playing foreign whispers. Basically, the whisper was once we got around to everybody but me and my fellow school captain was my teacher was like, did you know that Catherine and Jordan are dating? Jordan had a girlfriend. And let's just say Liz didn't talk to me for the rest of the year.
Why are we talking about girlfriends in year six or boyfriends, partners?
He was making a point about rumours. And then he started a rumour that we couldn't shake off for the rest of the year. Anyway, Canberra wasn't for me. I have not returned since. A highlight, though, was someone fell with riding their bike back on the bike topic. We were riding his bike around Lake Burley Griffin and he fell in. That was pretty funny. But yeah, Canberra's not for me, so you did not miss out. How did we get here?
I remember how we got here now. Oh. So I started talking about like sports I did growing up. Or like, no, educational stuff. We're talking about educational things. Harold and...
The irony of
and
that.
And whatnot. Because of the bike song.
Yeah.
So we talked about like Jump Rope for Heart and Harold and we digressed to Canberra.
You digressed.
I did digress to Canberra. I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about, quite frankly.
But I did, and that's all that matters.
I remember being the class captain in year nine. When you have the responsibility...
What's a class captain?
SRC, student rep, whatever you want to call it. That's what I was in year nine.
Okay.
I was in what they... Out of all of the homerooms in year nine, I was in the least smart homeroom.
Really?
So I don't know if it was the compliment or not, but if you see my photo in the student captains, I have like a... You know, like a fruit bowl haircut? You know, what do they call them?
Bowl cut?
Yeah.
No.
That's what my... I had... My tie is like so tight that it looks like I've just pulled it to the point where I should not have been wearing
no,
it.
But you know
and
why?
And I'm a bowl cut.
You know why? Because you were class captain.
I was a class captain, but not a very good one. I got pulled out of the class once because I lost it. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't stop laughing. And my teacher, Miss McElroy...
What's the name?
Miss McElroy.
Okay.
She had faith in me to be a good leader.
Mm.
Worst call she ever made, to be honest. And anyway, long story short, there was one day where my stupid mates and I, we just couldn't stop laughing. And so she's like, Carl, that's enough. Stop laughing. I'm like, okay, miss, no worries. And then I looked at my mate and he was giving me a smirk and I just lost it. And I had tears. And she's like, right, Carl, outside now. So I went outside and she said... Carl, I expect better from you.
You are the class captain.
You are a class captain. You are supposed to lead by example. You are supposed to be a class captain. You need to be better. Set a better example. All right, Miss McElroy.
Hey, with great power.
She genuinely spoke a lot like that too.
Hey, at least you didn't play spin the bottle like I did.
Not go there. I got slapped. Charlie XCX is Boom Clap for your Monday morning, 88.3 Southern FM. Carl and Catherine with you. You've just lost the plot.
Guys, I've just seen the class captain photo. I'm in tears. It is the best thing I think I've ever seen in my life. So please excuse me if I struggle to get through this next segment. But Bianca, I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I can't look at you the same way now. All I see is the mushroom cut. it looks like you're a cast member of the Super Mario's movie.
Well, I'm just going to send you a photo of me in year eight as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think I actually look like a Leonardo da Vinci DiCaprio.
Okay. Anyway, I want to hear from you, baseline as well, 0404 000 736. Have you ever chucked a sickie?
Plenty of times.
Stop distracting me, Jack. That one's not as good, by the way. Sorry.
I think it's pretty
close
to the
last class
one.
Captain one is.
Bowl cut is still there.
Four. Anyway... Have you ever, and I have a feeling, Carl, when you got that haircut for you, you may have chucked in sick the next day. Called in sick even.
Yeah.
Because I need to know this, because I have seen a video online that is actually my worst nightmare.
Oh, I think I know the one. But
now,
go on.
I am not one to chuck a sickie. I always feel like if you do it, you then get sick. Karma gets you. Don't you think?
You are. Like, when you're sick, though. You
oh,
take a day
I commit,
off.
Yeah.
I don't.
Touch wood, I don't get sick often, but when I do it well. Anyway, a lady has decided to post a video online of an ordeal that she's been through recently.
Yeah.
And it is the stuff of horrors. Now, this lady was going interstate. She's from Australia. Was going interstate for a weekend. And she thought, you know what? I'm going to have Friday off. I'm going to fly out earlier. So I've got a little bit of extra time up there.
Yep.
But she didn't have enough leave. So she said, I'm going to call in sick on the day of the flight. Get on the plane. Head up. Live my best life. Come back. People being none the wiser.
Yeah.
So she calls in sick that morning. Work goes fair enough. She gets on the plane, sits into her seat, goes through the safety procedures, puts her seatbelt on, looks over, and guess who's sitting in the aisle across from her?
I hate to think.
Her boss.
Yep. Yep.
There's no coming back from that, is there?
No, I don't think so. There really isn't. Actually, it's funny you should bring that up, though, because I was watching an iconic Australian movie on the way home last night, or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Cracker Jack. Mick Malloy. Anyway, in the film, he is a customer service assistant, takes phone calls for a living, and helps them out with their inquiries. Anyway, the boss is doing like a presentation and listening back to recorded phone calls that they've recorded to play and listen back to. Anyway, he's critical of a woman he has been dating and the way she went about her work because they work together, and just said, oh, you know, she probably could spend a little bit less time, blah, 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 blah. And then the boss says, well, shall we have a listen to one of your calls then? Listen to see his call. And he is talking to one of his mates saying, are we still on for tonight, mate? Oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, the manager, having listened to that, says, you're fired.
that's a firing right there.
Well, you know, it's funny you should bring this up, though. Mm-hmm. So when I went to New Zealand last year, first day, literally off the plane for less than an hour, go to check into my hotel. I've done that, and I had to do the check-in because we had to find out where we could park the car, where a car park section was. I've walked in, checked us in, found out where the car park is, paid for that, walked out, and like the head boss of where we work was in New Zealand at that same time at the same place and said, g'day, Carl, how are you? So it wasn't the fact that, like, you know, he was in New Zealand, it was the fact that he knew my name.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty incredible, actually.
But also, let's just make it clear, you didn't chuck a sickie. This was organised.
No.
You didn't do anything untoward.
No.
Because that would be worse than the TikTok if you were at an international destination.
Yeah.
And ran into your boss.
And I said, oh, g'day, mate. How are you? What are you doing here?
Like, I sneezed and I ended up here. I don't know how.
I just woke up in New Zealand. And now I'm 2 hours ahead and
that old chestnut.
Everything's different in the world.
Yes. But I want to hear your stories, Bayside. 0404 000 736 mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com. When have you chucked a sickie and when did it not go well?
Sometimes you just have to.
I'm too worried that if I do it, then it'll be bad.
Yeah, it takes a lot to knock me down when it comes to sickness. I just keep going. Keep on keeping on, you know? Whilst I was away.
Whilst?
Yes.
Yes.
I tried something, and I'm going to admit it, what I tried.
Well, you've ridden an e-bike, which you haven't done before.
Okay, well, there was that.
You went to an escape room, which I genuinely think is a cult, by
I'd done that before, and we made it by a minute, mind you.
Okay.
It was 45 minutes, you have, and there was about 90 seconds to go when we finally cracked it, fortunately.
All right, so that's two things. What is it? What's the third?
Well, when you're out in the sun, you have to be sun smart. We're told to be sun smart, wear, you know, sunscreen and all that sort of stuff. And I did that.
Good.
But I also somehow managed to get a peely face. I'm sorry to be a little bit graphic on that front, but you know, it happens when you're in the sun.
See, a nicer way of saying it would be a sunburnt face.
Okay, well, that sounds a bit dramatic. My face didn't completely peel.
Hang on. And a peely face does not sound dramatic at all.
That's what I mean.
You're like an onion. You're shedding your layers. You're like a snack.
Do you want to see my back?
No, I do not.
That's not an image anybody
with all due respect, absolutely not.
I wasn't actually meaning that. I just threw it in for a gag. Anyway, I decided that I needed to take some action upon my peely skin. I'm like, right, what do you do when your skin's not quite right? Use a moisturizer.
Correct. Which I have been telling you to do for years.
But I didn't just use a moisturizer. I used like three components of a pack that I purchased while I was actually in New Zealand.
So it's over a year old, so you're using old product?
No, it's not a year old. I went in July and it's now January, so it's
almost a year product, yeah.
Well, stuff doesn't age.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Not products like this
yes,
that are left in a bottle.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Well, it worked. Anyway, so I've decided now, I think I've got a bit of a skincare routine.
Ooh, okay, so you're a three-part man?
Well, I'm a whatever works kind of guy.
Okay, so what are we starting with? What's your cleanser?
I don't know. There was some kind of liquid stuff.
Good start.
Like I just rolled something on my face.
Sorry?
There was like a roll, like a liquid roll thing. Okay. It's like when you used to have the glue when you were younger and you used to paste stuff. It was a very minuscule version of that, though. I just sort of used that and it fixed the dryness. Then I used like some liquid with a tissue, like a spray thing. Wiped it on my face. I don't know what I did to myself, but it seems to have worked because everyone says, God, you're glowing.
I was going to say your skin does look very good.
Thank you.
But,
it's a compliment.
But my concern is you don't know what you're putting on your skin. Well, you could have given yourself a chemical peel. Maybe that's what happened.
Well, my nose says that probably. It has been peeling a lot, but
because
I think that's
actually,
just from the exposure.
You've got to be really careful because particularly, like, I mean, when you have a travel pack like that, first of all, check the expiry, please, guys. Don't do
I know
what
it's
you
in
did.
Date.
But
I hope.
The thing is you've got to be careful if you go outside of these products because active ingredients they can compete on your face and actually burn your skin.
Well, see, I have been using a particular moisturizer whenever I get a bit of dryness in my face.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, I'll use this and I hope that it works. Mm-hmm. And it seems to not work. So I made an executive call. I'm like, I need to be cautious of the weight limit on my bag.
Yep.
I've got this pack that I didn't end up gifting to anybody like I was going to.
Yep.
I'm going to try it on myself.
Which, can I just say, incredibly brave move when you are with a group of friends on a cruise that you're going to try a product for the first time.
Yeah, I know. Who knows what could have happened in my face. Anyway, it seems to have worked because the gym this morning, geez, you've got a glow about you, Carl.
So
throughout the cruise, you're glowing.
So what have we learned?
I didn't need a glow worm. No.
So have we established you're going to stick to this now? Because I've had this conversation with you several times and then you jump off the bandwagon.
I also discovered that I need to use a particular kind of toothpaste as well.
Oh, that was something I was going to bring up today. Guess what I've discovered?
What?
Flavoured toothpaste.
Oh, no, that don't. That's
watermelon.
Disgusting. No. Don't
the best.
Go there. No, please.
It's a fun pink little bottle. I'm done with mint toothpaste. I'm all about the watermelon.
I've also realised there's a particular company that is best for shaving.
For who?
Shaving, when you shave yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. When I shaved my beard whilst I was away,
yep.
I used a particular product that I was sort of, not hesitant, but I hadn't used for a while, and I realised they really are the best.
Did you have a certain degree of anxiety when you were trying these new products, considering you shaved half your head off the week before?
Well, 2024 for me is the year of trying. So if you have anything you'd like me to try, I think I'm turning a corner with coriander.
Can you get your eyebrows done with me?
Sure.
Lashes?
Yeah.
I don't get my lashes done.
My lashes are big enough, though, apparently, so I'm told.
Okay.
A lot of people say people would die for your lashes. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. I don't know. I've been told
you're
that
gorgeous.
Before.
You're gorgeous.
No. That's just what people have said. I've never really liked
it. Well, careful. Don't blink too fast. You're about to fly away.
On that note, let's go to a break.
I'm going through it at the moment. Now, as a woman in her later 20s, I have decided, or in fact, I've had a realization.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on certain apps at the moment, okay?
Ah.
I'm on dating apps, but I'm also on real estate apps because I am...
Ripping combo, that.
I like to make things so hard for myself that I'm looking to find a partner and a home to buy at the same time. And what I have noticed across this journey, this has been going on for... I've been on the real estate apps for about, like a year and a half, really. But really seriously looking now, dating apps, new. That's new. Anyway, they're the same thing. That is what I've realized. Whether it be on a dating app, whether it be on a real estate app, you see something or someone you like... You match with them, you check them out, you meet them for the first time, and then what happens? They break your heart and you find them back on the apps. Now, I need to tell you about what happened to me recently in regards to a property that I was wanting to purchase. Okay.
Now, do tell.
I'm wanting to move into the city. I work in the city. I spend most of my time in the city. It just makes sense for me to be in the Cibada.
Sure.
Anyway, I found a place. I'd been looking at other places. Found this one online. I was like, oh, you look different. There was an element of mystery about it. It just caught my eye. So went to this place, fell in love with it, saw it a couple of times, texted the real estate agent. She called me and I said, can I have a look at it one more time? Because your girl is wanting to commit to you, which is something I normally don't say on the dating apps.
Hey, just a quick message in saying you'll probably end up dating a real estate agent.
Oh, gosh, no. No. No.
Here's the four lease sign. Take that off.
Although, if they actually find me a place I like, I might just marry them on the spot. It's been quite the process, guys. But really, what I'm trying to say here is I was going to put in an offer on a place that I loved. And so I went in for the last time, walked around for 5 minutes, and then got told that someone bought it the night before.
Now, the kicker is
you leave and you go, you know what, my heart will go on. But what happened, Bianco? Went back on the real estate apps after about a week because I had to give myself time to breathe.
Yep.
It was still there.
Yeah.
And then I awkwardly just keep seeing it and it just hurts me. Update the apps.
It happens.
Dating apps and real estate apps are the exact same thing.
I agree with you because, you know, from experience, if you recycle your apps, you generally find the same things on them.
Recycle?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Get rid of them every few months, be like, nah, it's not for me, join them again and then see the same people.
Oh, the usual culprits.
Yeah. I'm probably in that category too. People see me and be like, oh, not him again. Can you blame them? Probably not. It's like, oh, new me, better me. Nah, still the same, Carl.
At the end of the day, he's just Carl. Not Ken, just Carl.
I can imagine your scenario, though. You're looking at real estate websites or apps. You look at them and you say, hey, Paul, tell me your hobbies. Oh, whoops, wrong app. Well, there's a 3-bedroom.
But then there's also the things where you like you look at, say, like someone on a dating app and then you look at like a 2-bedroom property in Docklands with half a wall and you're like, are they really showing them true selves at the moment? Or their pictures, their lies.
Am I being house-fished?
The pictures. I'm being house-fished.
I'm being house-fished.
I look at the pictures and I go, that looks great. And I get there and I'm like, oh, that's actually missing half a balcony.
Oh, hang on a second. You said there was luxurious views. That's not a luxurious view. That's a half balcony.
Yeah. That's what I mean. They are the same thing. I want people to agree with me, or if you disagree, 0404 000 736. Also, if you have any advice on either category, please give me some because it's not going well for your girl.
Not going well for your guy either.
Never do that again. Never do that again. That was weird.
Well, I'm not looking for real estate.
Back to paradise for you.
What is it? Can you say it again?
Peace in paradise.
Thank you. Someone new for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. It's time that we do a little bit of reflecting. Miss and I'll let you get us kicked off here.
My reflections from the show are two things. One, I don't work well without coffee. And second of all, I really enjoy when you both kind of reminisce on your lives and going to Canberra and sports and whatever else that segment involved. Are you right with the mic there, mate?
I genuinely thought Carl's just struggling for a second. So let's pad. Let's not acknowledge what the audience cannot see.
No, not break the fourth wall. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I like the fact that you just took it so well that you didn't have a coffee. I've never seen a man, if ever there were a person to just start breathing fire, I thought today was going to be it with you.
What do you mean? I was fine. I was composed.
It was really bad. Anyway. Bianco has just learned how to turn a microphone on.
No, it's not that. I knocked the microphone when we were coming back. I got too into a hosier there. And it's been a while since I've been at this radio station, as you're becoming to realise, because I just digress a lot. And I just hurt myself trying to fix the mic, but that's okay. It's all good.
What are you reflecting on today? What were the big takeaways from you?
Yep.
I learned that.
Come on,
Hollywood. You mentioned Hollywood a lot.
I mentioned it once.
And your boss having issues with your boss.
What?
I pay attention.
What?
Not my boss.
Well, no, the story about, you know. Anyway,
I learned basically that you have got your skin under control, but you need to learn how to ride a scooter because nerd on a bike.
Thanks, and also don't trust missing when it comes to coffees.
Yeah, that was a big takeaway.
That's it.
Pun intended.
Thanks for the effort, mate. The effort was there.
You're welcome.
We better go.
We better go. Have a great week, Bayside. Take care.
You too. And Colin's up after 9. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.